So the first lashon says that they're arguing by, everyone agrees if it's asui lebayis, you can't be marachik. And they're arguing by ain asui lebayis. So Rava says you have to be marachik because it could be I'm going to build a bar. Hashem Shad Abaya says, you don't have to be marachik. So why does Abaya say you don't have to be marachik? According to the, so Hashem Shad is, ain asui lebayis. Is Abaya says that we don't assume you're going to build a bar. But Pashup Shat. Ain't a Suida virus. If it would be a Suida, if there'd be a bar, it would be a Chazik. Because Abaya is made by a Suida virus. So Abaya argued by Ain't a Suida virus. He says, by Ain't a Suida virus, you're allowed to be Suida. That's because we assume there's no bar. The second lashon is fakir. If it's ain asuyin abayres, everybody agrees you're allowed to be simich. The machlekes is, second machlekes is, if it's asuyin abayres, he goes down. We saw the shen asuyin abayres. They are called simich. Kligi besad asuyin abayres. So Rava is pashas, it's aser, and Abaya is meiko, even if it's asuyin abayres. Okay, so the question, what we were stuck on, is what's the bias for? It's a sui de virus. So Bishop on the first lashon of a bias, okay, it's ain't a sui de virus. So I'm not being mazik here because the pasha says you're not going to take bigger bar. So a bias in the first lashon, I understand. But we in a bias in the second lashon, it's a little difficult. It's here, it's asui lebayis. So why in the world is there a mutter in Abaya? Asui lebayis. Right, so that's really, I think for the next Gemara, so this is going to be the major question. What's pshat in Abaya, according to the lashon that says that Abaya says, then everything is mutter. You're always allowed to be simich, even if it's a sui de virus. So why should Abaya say it's mutter in all cases? So so what do you people say? What's pshat Abaya?
Said yesterday, Kadima.
Okay. I remember. I wasn't. I know you said that. John wasn't starting up with you. I know we heard yesterday. So So either there's two ways you could say Pshana Baya. You could say that Pshana Baya is saying that even when it's ain't a, when it's a suyita virus, listen, before it's not vada, you're gonna have a board. Or, no, that's not Mistabra. And you say, okay, Shmuel says Kadima, whatever, as far as that, even if it's a Suyida virus.
And but the kasha was, you're a direct mazik.
Right, so I'm saying, but the question is, the question is, what's a Hezbra and Abaya? So either the Hezbra and Abaya is that Abaya is saying that the Hechitesi, you're going to make a board. And therefore, it's really not a direct mazik because if there's no board, there's no mazik. Or pshat is no. Of course.
But right now, he's mazik him. Well, right. What does that mean?
You would say pshat abaya is that we don't assume that you're going to make a board. So it's just like if it's ain't a suita virus.
So over there also, did the sale price go down or not?
Okay, I don't know. But the Maisa, just trying to get, that we didn't understand. That's true. But I'm leaving that. Somehow or another, that's considered, if it's Anasita virus, seems to be understood. According to the first lashon Abaya, according to the second lashon, everybody, they don't have to be marchik. So now we get to the second lashon. Rabbi says if it's a sui the bayres, you don't have to marchik. So there's a basic, if I get this, a basic chakira. Is pshat in Abaya that Abaya says that a sui the bayres is equivalent to ain a sui the bayres? And the same heter that you have by ain a sui the bayres, according to everybody, is because we don't assume that there's going to be a board. Now, why did that exactly make a head there? I agree, it's not so clear. But that was already said, you know, that everyone seems to agree to. So, at least in the Gemara, not us. So, the Baha'i is saying that even a Suda virus, it's not bad that you're going to have a board. It's a Suda virus. Not guaranteed you're going to have a board here. Or a Baha'i, no, that's a ridiculous father. And a Baha'i, Abaya agrees that a suya baris means he's going to have a bar. But Abaya holds that fart. Listen, you're not here yet. So I'm granted I'm being masik you, but I say grama, whatever. You're not here yet. It's somehow it's not considered like I'm causing direct hezek now. It's hezek for the future.
Even though it's reducing the property?
He disagrees with?
Even though it's reducing the value?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, because it's softening the ground, but that's maybe that's Hezek Shane or Nick.
That's okay. In other words, that idea, the bottom line is that it's only Hezek if you're being Mazik the bar, and the bar is not here.
Right. Another a little bit you have to say that even to explain say it's other Shane, I see the virus. Because even there. We thought that you're hurting the karka because you're taking away the possibility that I might want to have a bar. So you have to somehow and other say that Abaya holds that the only has to get to the bar, not to the ground.
Basically. What about a combination of shot? It's Grumbiv and Ezekiel, but I also have a right to use my land.
Okay, that's fine, but that's because I'm using my land. We're not concerned about the fact that but the word is it because we don't assume? I'm just saying that the word in Abaya, I just have two choices. I'm ready to grant because it's Grama ben Ezekin, and because it's my land, and because Shmuel says I came first, and because otherwise, all these wonderful svaras. But I'm just trying to get the Nakuda. It's the Nakuda, and not the Nakuda, but the final Nakuda. Well, these all these fires. But the Maisa, Rava says, Aval Pigain, it's Usher. So why does Abaya say it's Mutter? Does Abaya say it's Mutter? Because Abaya says, listen,
The boar's not here.
The boar is not. One second. Is it Abaya say Mutter? Because I don't grant there's going to be a boar. Or of course he grants there's going to be a boar, but just the boar is not here yet, right? That's right. That's two different ways of saying it. So pashtus,
it's a little funny, isn't it? Funny to say that asui laboris and ain asui laboris makes no difference.
Yeah, I agree with you. So I agree. So pashtus pshat and
the second side is right.
Right, pashtus pshat about that, but I want to get to the next piece in Gemara. Pashtus pshat the Gemara. By of course Agrai agrees that asui laboris. It's going to be a bar. But Abaya's far is very nice. It's going to be a bar. And you're going to be mazik the bar. Before the bar is not here yet. And the fact that you're mazik the karka, we don't care. We only care about being mazik the bar. And yes, it will be a bar. And yes, it will be mazik to the bar. But the mice of the bar is not here yet. So we don't care. Right? I agree. That's the chayra, Hashem Shana Abaya. Okay, so now let's go further in the Gemara. And this is where it gets very, very interesting. Tashma, right? So we're about six lines from the bottom of the page. Sana Abobi Adai. Rashi says, Karka Rach, Miskalkesh Me'ela. It's soft ground that basically it crumbles by itself, it digs by itself, it's soft by itself. What is the word? Anyone says like miskatesh? Miskatesh means it crumbles. Is that right?
Yeah. Ground.
Now, okay. So it's already grounded by itself. So tashmat. So it says So it says that they both have to be marchik shalosh tefachim. Rashi says, "Alma af arishin marchik." As the kasha is, you are baya. Right? This is a kasha of baya. Baya says, for sure, in other words, the b'chorz is a kasha and a baya in the second lashon. Baya says that you never have to be marchik, even if it's a soida virus, you never have to be marchik. So here it says you got to be marchik, because it says.
Where's the cellar? Under the ground? Above the ground? Where's the cellar?
The ground, the whole ground. The ground that you're digging is
the ground itself. It's soft ground.
So it crumbles more. So the Gemara says, Bobby Adayim shiny. Or the Karine my Karine. It's obvious, such an obvious chiddik. And then let's stop there. So the Gemara answers, Bobby Adayim shiny. Now, what does that mean? Why is Bobby Adayim shiny?
He agrees.
Rashi.
What? There's no Rashi, is there?
Oh, Rashi's on the next part.
Right. In other words, we have the caution. Abaya says, even if it's Sada Soida virus, you don't have to be Sinek. Rava said, it's Aser, because Komara, Mara, Marpa, Soida, Ara. We learn Shat. Shmuel learned shot. I'm going to blame Shmuel because he wants to be blamed, right? That even that shot is, where I don't see where he went, disappeared Shmuel. No, he's still there. He's in the center, yes. So that shot is that Avada Abaya agrees you're going to make a board. And Avada Abaya agrees that you're being mazik because he doesn't argue in the Metzius. They call Mara Mara Marpit Ara. But Abaya says, so what? I'm first. So it's tough luck that I'm mazik you. Right? That's what Shmuel says. And that's what we're assuming. Now I came first. And Achinami, I'm mazik. But since the boar is not there yet, so I'm not mazik. I'm mazik the ground, but that's not nothing. And am I the boar is not here yet. So and am I, he's going to be mazik you in the future. It's too bad. So what's the difference? There's still the boy's not here yet. Still tough luck on you.
And the other possibility, it's not the same problem?
I don't know. If you learn, Shad, that Abaya holds, maybe it was a different possibility, that Abaya doesn't grant Komara, Mara, Marpana, Ara, somehow.
That's not what Rebbe said.
Yeah, I know. So I take it back. Let's say I take it back. But you're right. The other possibility would be the same problem. The other possibility that Abaya holds, yeah, it'd be the same problem. Yes. But if Abaya would be, then Abaya somehow, in other words, if Abaya doesn't hold Komara Mara somehow, Abaya says it's not true. You're not softening the ground. Okay. So then. Then they can hear. Sewa Bobby Adayim. There, Abaya agrees to Komara Mara. But if you learn Shad, that Abaya.
We happened to Rashi. What happened to every single thing we said that Abaya has to be married to Mara.
Yeah, well, why did we say Abaya be married to Komara Mara?
That was the first line of Rashi. We weren't trying to enter into Machlekes, and there was never that was Lukul Yamal.
I don't know. In other words,
if you say
that Abaya doesn't agree to call Mara, so then you could say the Gemara is saying that normally Abaya doesn't agree to call Mara, but over here, by Sababia time, he agrees. But I know, we definitely did not learn that way. We heard that Abaya also agrees to call Mara. And that's why when there is a pit, you're chayiv, because it's gira delay. And all the, you know, otherwise, it wouldn't be gira delay. And when there is a bor, you know, and the only reason why Abaya, is why is Abaya split between when there is a bor and when there isn't a bor? If chayra of Abaya holds a call Mara, if he doesn't hold the call Mara, then it should be mutter even if there isn't a bor, if there is a bor. So the fact that Abaya splits between when there is a bor and isn't a bor, the chayra of shad is that Abaya holds that the hezek is like we're saying is to the bor, and the bor is not here yet. The bor is not here yet, so we don't care. If the bor is here, so you're mathic the bor. Omar Amara, you're mathic the bor. The bor is not here yet, so Abaya's whole svara is the bor is not here yet. So what in the world is the svara that it's soft dirt? Right? It's a, why would soft dirt make for a difference in Abaya? Right? That's the question.
Maybe I don't know. What is Sela doing? Maybe we can explain. What's the mile of the case of Sela? What is?
So I'm saying if Abaya doesn't hold,
what's the Metzias?
So then it makes sense. The Sela, this is soft dirt. So even Abaya here would agree that you're softening the dirt. But we weren't assuming that way. We were not. I mean, okay, maybe we made a mistake. And if you're learning that Abaya agrees to call Mara, so you're being mazik to dirt. And Abaya is right, but the boar is not here yet. So what I care, you're being mazik to dirt. So then what's the dirt if it's soft dirt, not soft dirt? Anyway, so I just opened up a ritva about a minute before share. I looked at the ritva and the Rabbeinu Gershon. They both seem to be relevant here. But I don't know if you have if you can look at the Ritva. I don't know if you people have a Ritva. Or someone want to send the Ritva. You people have a Ritva? And someone maybe send it or not. I don't know how to do all those fancy things. So the Ritva says, Tashma. Is that okay? You got the Ritva? Yeah.
This is the new Ritva, right? The brown one?
I don't know. New, old. I don't know. I'm not so fancy. And I only know of one Ritva on Baba Basra. But maybe there's two Ritvas on Baba Basra? I don't know. Okay, Itmar. I'm glad looking for an old Ritva. I think it's in the old Ritva. No Ritva?
I'm going to try to find my Ritva.
I'm sorry. Okay, but I mean,
what's the paragraph starts with what?
Tashma, Sela Babi Adayim.
Okay.
Okay. So let's try and read this here. If Rabbi Glad got a Ritva. Okay. You got a Ritva, Rabbi Glad?
I'm just trying to find Baba Basra. I'm almost there.
It's been posted on the WhatsApp, whoever has the.
Oh, okay. I'm in Baba.
So it's Yud Zayin Amud Beis.
The Machlokas Girs is here.
Divrei HaMashkil.
Yeah.
Tashma.
Oh, it's okay. It's Yud Zayin Amud Beis. It goes from Baba Metzia to Shavuos.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't have Baba Basra. I'm sorry.
It's
okay. All right. So I have to. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
So you have to either get. I don't know if you have a WhatsApp. So you have to trust my reading. Tashma. Sara Bob Yadayim. That's the hit. Bayro Khaifer. Umashmanan that feed of Zachar Zah. In other words, what was the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara has the Kasha. How come according to Abai it's Aser? So the Gemara could have answered that we're talking about that when they bought the Vasachas, just like we answered the last Kasha. So he says that the Gemara's Havamina was that it's Mashma, not even according to Rashi Maskana too, that we're talking about Fila B'Zachar Zeh. That somehow there's a Mashmos. Zachar V'Yilim, Zachar V'Yilim, Zachar V'Yilim, and still, they both have to be Marchik. Okay. Here's this Rashi. Selva Bob Yadayim Shiny. So the Gemara answers, Selva Bob Yadayim Shiny. In fact, the Gemara, Karele Ma'Karele, it's obvious. Because you might even think you need more than three kamashmana. Okay, that's how Rashi is going.
I mean, just as a side point, we see that there is a havamina that we would need more than a gimel tefachim when we talk about the measurements.
Yes, I hear. Yes, that's a good. But okay, yes, that's good. But
a side point. I mean, a side point.
Says the Ritva, the ain't nothing. Rashi's pshat is not right. The kiv in the time of the abaya become the call hecha the last and the nizik saimei. Bafir asir abayrish. He obviously above you die him.
Who cares?
Lamele, I guess. Well, so we realize that Gupa, the Ritva, is asking this Kasha and Rashi. I think that if I'm reading him right, he's asking this Kasha. That what's the difference, Sal Bob Yadayim? Even without Sal Bob Yadayim, you're being hurt in the ground. You're called Mara Mara Marpena Ari. And my bias far is that, but there's no Borea yet. So Sal Bob Yadayim, you're making the ground soft. So what? I mean, the ground's gonna be soft. So what? The ground, anyway, there's more hezek to the ground. More Isaac, less Isaac. What's the difference? The bias far is that we don't care about the ground. We only care about the boar. And if there's no boar, there's nothing, you know, we don't care. Right? That seems to be the Ritva's Kasha. Okay. So the question is if Rabbeinu Gershon is answering this question. So let's see if we can read Rabbeinu Gershon. In my print, it's a little hard. But okay. I looked at this just very quickly before I share. And it looked to me like he was answering it, but let's see.
We're not doing the Rian Rebbe and Tom's answer.
No, though they have a different gersa.
They have a different gersa. Okay,
so that's not, you know, we right. Like Rashi Taisvis. We're old fashioned people.
Rian Rebbe and Tom with Taisvis. Okay.
Well, Taisvis doesn't bring this. This isn't.
Yeah, yeah. Taisvis. Okay.
This gersa that he's bringing is not in our Taisvis.
Right.
So this is a Ritva. Okay, but let's see the Rabbeinu Gershon. We have to find the place. I'm sorry, I lost the place. I'm gonna find. Okay, there's around. It's around the middle of the page. In my Gemara, it's on the column on the left side. In the middle of the page. Sewa Bob Yadayim. Eret Shehi Raka. Sheyecholim Lechoifa. It's easy to dig. Boar. Below Chafira. Without even digging. You know, without having, it's just soft. In Bozeh Be'atzbo. Bezeh Be'atzbo Lachlor. Sechoifer Boiro. And he has to mark it. Skimbo Besad Besid. Kedei Shelo Yipo. Alma de la Samach, the Kasha Abaya. Samara's Kasha Abaya. Amr de Ka Abaya, the Oilam la Kasha Li. Bob Yadayim Shiny. Why? The Hoyal de Sawa, the Huachu, the soft ground. Mishum, Hoki, Sarah Karkaka. The Lo Ozli, the Minpo. Alma Samach. So what does this mean? What does he mean? What are those three words? He adds three words that Abaya says the soft ground shiny. So sevatichluach means just soft ground. It's another word for saying soft ground, I think. In Hidar Haka, but he explains it. So now osli the minpo. So what does that mean? Does he mean that the boar is gonna be minpo, but that you have even not soft ground? I don't know, what does he mean? So osli the minpo.
Sounds like he's saying that the property of the other person should not cave into his bar.
Whose property is the seller?
What does he get? That's my problem, not your problem.
No. You're mazik my land. If all of a sudden my land, all of a sudden, you know, becomes, starts caving, right. your the hezek is that my land now all of a sudden is going to just, you know, slide into your bar.
In other words, what you're saying is that the hezek is not to the boar. It's not that we're hezek to the future boar. The hezek is to the land. In other words, I'm gonna have a giant hole in my property. My land's gonna cave in. I'm gonna have what's it called? Those holes in the ground.
Sinkhole
in the ground. You know, I'm gonna get my ground. Right. In other words, I think that's what it sounds like. I thought the same thing. It means that the chayra, he's answering Rabbeinu Gershon, is answering the Ritva Kasha. The Ritva was assuming that the problem is that you're being masik the boar. So he says, if according to Abaya, that says that even if it's the suyita virus, we don't care because the boar is not here yet. So if Abaya is for it because the boar is not here yet, so what do I care if it's soft ground or not soft ground? The boar is not here. What's the difference? Right? That's the Ritva's Kasha. But Rabbeinu Gershon, if Sandy's right, I read it that way too. Rabbeinu Gershon adding these words, Mishamachi started a harchik, it was in a minpo, the chayram. What does he have to add? You know, if he meant that the boar is going to cave in, that's what we've been talking about the home is Safsa. It would be a little funny for him to say it now. Like everything we've been talking about is that the boars are going to, you know, all the harchakas, and since the Mishnah and Abai and Rava, everything was that the boar is going to collapse. We're thinking that it doesn't mean it's going to ruin the boar. So Osi the Minpo is not the boar, it's the ground.
So what's the difference in Matthias? I'm not sure I have a picture of the difference. Let's say it was being mazik the bar. So we mean that it's being mazik the kaisel of the bar. So if you mazik the kaisel of the bar, it's going to be the same thing, the same picture.
No, and it's not going to affect the top ground. The problem is, you know, I'm going to my bar, the everything else. We're not worried about that you're going to have your land is going to start. So your land is basically hard. With your boar, is not going to be the won't have a be strong. You know, you need to keep a strong foundation to keep the dirt out of the water, whatever.
You're going to be magic the bottom of the boar.
The sides, whatever the boar is.
The side is the kaisel of the boar.
Okay, but not that the ground on top is going to be it's collapsing and I'm going to break my leg because I'm going to walk on a piece of ground and there's a hole in the ground and I'm going to get swallowed up by it.
Why would the
you'd be mazik the boar. The boar is not going to be a good boar. The boar is going to fill in with dirt. The boar is going to get, in other words,
that was the kaisel. And so
it's not going to affect the ground is basically hard. And the topsoil stays where it is, and it's not the top wear area. There's no problem that they're going to be. It's just that in somewhere in the middle between the virus underground, there's going to be where the where you're digging and you're sending vibrations through the ground. So those that dirt is gonna cave into the bore, and then the bore with the water will get dirty and muddy and whatever. I want to have a boar. Now that's basically what we've been learning till now, that the hezek is that you're being mazik my boar.
Well, I thought it was from the top down.
Okay, but the problem is because it's hurting the boar. So it's what it could be. In other words, I think it's just, and I don't know, unless this is not right, Shana Rabbeinu Gershon, but it could be, in other words, the Ritva has a kasha and Rashi. Who cares that it's soft dirt? The Ritva understands Abaya's Svara, that the Abaya's Svara, that the boar is not here yet. The Abaya's Svara, the boar is not here yet. And so who cares? So who cares that it's soft ground? Abaya's Svara, the boar is not here yet. The boar is not here yet. The boar is not here yet. So what's the difference? Softer, harder. Either way, the ma'isa, you're being masik the future boar. Haraya, because if there would be a boar, Abaya would be maida. So you're obviously being masik the future boar. The whole Abaya, as far as it, there's not a boar yet. And that's why if there would be a boar, Abaya would say you have to be marchik. If there is no boar, you don't have to be marchik because there's no boar yet. With the Vasachas, you do have to be marchik because there's a boar. So Abaya's whole svara, the way the Ritva is saying, and it sounds like that the way I'm saying now, even Rabbeinu Gershon would agree to that. Not like I would, that Abaya's svara is because there's no boar. So then the kasha is, the Ritva's kasha is, so what's the difference if it's softer? There's still no boar. So Rabbeinu Gershon, we're trying to say, is saying that it's not a problem anymore with the boar if it's a soft dirt. So you got to worry about the whole ground. So I was in a minfo.
I'm looking at the Rashba now, and I think he says it also much even clearer.
The Rashba? I didn't get to see the Rashba.
Okay. I was reading it a little bit differently, if I could say where I thought Pshat is, but then.
You can say whatever you want.
First, say a Raya. I have a Raya.
Whatever.
Which one goes first?
I don't know. Let's look. Let's first see if there Ritva actually says it. Rishba.
I didn't think he doesn't say anything about the karka itself. I thought he's saying. I thought the Rabbeinu Gershon is trying to say that. Yeah. I think the Rabbeinu Gershon is trying to say is that we're looking at it not like dirt, it's like sand. So the whole idea is that me going first is that I'm going to have a bar out of this and I have a right to do kedima and have a bar. But if the etzem, me going up to the meitzar, everything's going to fall in anyways. It doesn't make sense that we allow the kedima to say, oh, I want to have kedima because it's asi l'mimpo and somebody builds a castle like a, you know, in the sand on the beach. It doesn't help anything if you don't do the basic zachas. Like the Gemara, you have.
You're saying asi l'mimpo means his board is going to fall, and therefore
the whole thing's going to fall in. Asi l'mimpo, the whole thing's going to fall in. It doesn't help to do a
kedima. Can you dig a board or can you not? I mean, in Metzius, can a board be dug over there or not? In this type of sand.
No, so normally we give you a right to kedima because you'll have something, you have a bar. Like I said, I have a right to build a bar.
So, why is so you're saying the guy's digging a bar, but he's never going to get a bar out of it? Obviously, the bar will still be there.
His dirt's going to fall. Everything's going to fall because there's no.
They'll have a joint bar. They'll have a joint bar.
So why is he digging?
Exactly. Exactly. So that's
why is he digging? Obviously, he's going to have a bar.
You can't damage when you're not going to have anything out of it. Bishlam, you'll have a bar. Like I said, yes, you'll have a parking spot, and he doesn't. Fine, at least you have a parking spot. You can't park it crooked, and nobody has a parking spot. It doesn't make sense. Also, the whole mic's it doesn't have good because it's like sand. You're not going to have anything.
Okay, and I don't know, but let's look at Sandy's Rashba. Let's see if Rashba. Okay, I hear
just, it. Oh, just but, the lotion of the Rabbeinu Gershon, the Asi L'Mimpal, is mashma a little bit like Rabbi was saying to me before that. We're talking here about a different type of thing. When you're damaging the bar, the land is softened. It says, you know, arpile la'ara. Here he's talking about nefila. It's a different type of thing. It's a different type of damage.
He used it, in other words, right, also, if he meant the same thing, you wouldn't have to say anything. But let's see Sandy's Rashba, because we didn't see it. So I don't know if you people have Rashbas, but well, let's look. Anyone want to post a Rashba?
What's that?
We got too much.
I'll do it now.
We got to, okay, that's, we see, we didn't been prepared enough. Should have sent in advance. I'm sorry. I didn't see the Rashba. Okay. Rav Gedalia, you have a Rashba?
I have a Rashba, Rabbi. I have a Rashba, yeah.
Rashba is a little, it's about Basra, because that's
yes, I have a Rashba.
Okay, good. So Hoge Garcinin. Rashi Bobby Adayim. You have that Divya Masko? Hoge Garcinin Rashi Bobby Adayim. Shimi. On Yud Zayin. The next to the last piece on Yud Zayin of the days.
Zayin
of the days. And then you go back two pieces.
I have Gersis right. I have Ikmar Olo Amari.
The next piece. Hoge Garcinin Rashi Bobby Adayim.
Hoge Garcinin Rashi Bobby Adayim. Yes, Rabbi.
Okay. Hoge Garcinin Rashi Bobby Adayim Shiny. Karlei my Karlei is such an obvious answer. Okay. What's the Gemara's answer? The whole question is on Abaya, according to the Shnabasra. There's even if it's a Suida Bairis, we're Simic. And what will that say time with the Kol Mara Mara to go Malki Marchi Are? And even and he doesn't hold the Kol Mara. Why? Not because he doesn't hold of it. He with the Hashem here that's in the board, right? He says clearly. In other words, it's not that he doesn't hold the Kol Mara Mara. He agrees to the Metzias of Kol Mara Mara. It just the point is that the board is not here yet. He with the Hashem here that's in the board. Abaya's whole Svara is because there's no board. The key in the Bobby Adayin Shiny. So that's the end of the question. So what do I care is Bobby Adayin? This also no board. Shimar, the Bobby Adayin Shiny, the Kamazik Umap, the Kimazik. I don't know what there's a cuff there. I'm not sure. The Kimazik Umapil Targo Mamish, the orange dummy. Ooh, I'm not sure what that means. Uberiboy Godo Gazem, I do. Truth is, Sandy, I'm not sure what he means. Kamazik Umapil Karko Mamish, the orange dummy.
What does Mapil Karko mean?
Yeah, well, it
broke it down.
Yeah.
What's the difference between Karka and Aretz?
But Uberiboy Godo Gazem, what do you mean Uberiboy Godo Gazem? Well, those words, I don't know.
Okay, yeah. that part I'm not clear on. That part, yeah. but what does, you know, umapil karkol mamish mean?
Yeah, but I just don't know why he says ukimazik. The way we're learning it should be dimazik. I know you can't get too kvetchy, but the we were saying it is the Rabbeinu Gershon said, the Rabbeinu Gershon's lashon was the osi the mimpo. Yeah. So his saying is, in other words, he says that he should have said.
No, maybe what he's saying Isaac, is.
In other words, if, assuming he's saying like us, like we wanted to say in the Rabbeinu Gershon, he should have said, the Bobby Adayim Shiny, the Mazik, get rid of that cuff, Umapil Karko Mamish. In other words,
he
says this kid because it's indirect or somehow, but it's. You're being mazik the cargo.
Maybe what he's saying is that Lamaisa.
Yeah, my dad, that I don't know what those words mean because it's completely different. But okay, what?
What he's saying is the Metzius, you're not actually in one felt swoop knocking down his wall. That's not what Lamaisa you're doing. It's just because it's soft. So you're like a mazik who would come and knock down the wall in one shot.
That wall, cargo. We're saying cargo.
Well, the karka, whatever karka this is.
We're learning shot that there is no wall yet because there's no board. But the point is that you're going to make a sinkhole. You're going to make a hole in my field.
Yeah, but even though you're doing it, and even though it's selah babi yadayim, it's not going to happen instantaneously. It's not like one shot. Like in one shot, you come with a land crusher and you just crush a hole into the ground. Now, mind you, you're not doing that. But since it's soft, that's ultimately what's going to happen. So then your maisa is like you were mazik with one shot knocking down a hole in the ground.
And maybe that's what a beripa gadol kazem means, that you're making the ground so soft. And that means that
it's as if your mom has punched a hole in the ground.
Maybe that's what I'm just saying. The end also beripa gadol kazem means that you since you end up with such a soft ground, that's the problem. Whether you started out with already soft ground and then you're making it softer. So therefore, you know, mapo karko mamish. Okay.
Kimazik. Lamaisa, you're not mapo karko mamish, but it's kimazik. It's like someone who would be mazik mapo karko mamish.
Okay.
It's like so mamish.
That sounds good. I think it sounds good. It's interesting. We don't have the Ritva. The Artavis doesn't discuss this whole question, I don't think. But in other words, so the Ritva asks the Kasha and Rashi. In other words, again, gonna get clear. The Ritva, the Havana, you see from the Ritva and the Rashba how they understood Abaya. Abaya's Svara is because the boar is not here yet. That's Abaya's Svara. The boar is not here yet. Right, that's something similar to what Shmuel was saying. And that since the boar is not here, so I can use my property. I don't have to worry about your future boar. I'm not achroy for your future boar. That's a bias. But when it's a soft ground, so the Ritva has a gasha, so what? There's still the boar is not here yet. So their way that they're saying is they're answering Rashi, because by soft ground you're not just mazik the boar, you're being mazik the ground. By in our case, the only relevance that the ground gets softened if it's going to be going to mazik the boar. In the previous case, it's called mara marpet ara, but who cares? The only reason why we care that the ground is softened is that causes problems with the boar. So the hezek gets to the boar. So Abaya's svara is that there's no boar yet. So what do I care, komara amara? You go softening the ground, but no one cares if the ground's soft. We only care that the ground's soft because it's going to affect the boar, and there's no boar yet. So that's Abaya's svara. But here, the Gemara is saying that if it's soft ground, which I agree with Sandy, with that. That's more the soft ground, but because like it's sandy, so it's that kind of ground. Then the problem is not the boar. The problem is the ground. We're going to get a big ditch in my field. My field is going to be a big hole in my field. There's going to be a big
problem. It's the soil of ours.
You're going to break your. A person can trip on a hole and break a leg. Chas v'shalom. You get a hole in your field. You know, it happens to be in Florida. That does not so uncommon sometimes. I had a big hole in my yard one time. Some reason, I don't remember why. Also, no reason. It's got a hole. You got a hole. Maybe there was a tree growing there and got died. I think that's what happened, maybe. But there was a hole in the ground and someone tripped on it. So it's you have a hole in the ground. You're gonna make a hole. My ground's gonna sink in. My ground's gonna sink in. It's gonna be a chisurn in my ground. I want a flat piece of ground, not a ground with a hole in it.
Why does it have to be soft on his side as well? There's just a metzias. Meaning, if it was hard on his side and he has soft on the neighbor's side, the chayr, if it causes it to also to fall, so I have to be chayshish for that.
I don't know if the metzias, if it's soft, if it's hard on his side, it doesn't fall.
No, I'm saying the other guy is soft. If the next, but the neighbor's soft and he's more harder ground. Right.
Again, I don't know. It could very well be, has to be soft everywhere for this problem to exist. The problem is that okay. All right.
I'm just saying this.
Anyway, I think
we're taking up a notch, right? I'm saying we're taking it up a notch from not being able to make a bar to direct hezek in the ground. That's what I'd be saying, right? The chiddush is
not a notch. It's just a different hezek. A bias, as far as the boar is not here yet. But here, the hezek's to the ground. The ground is there.
Not just the value of the ground.
Right. What I just get, you know, I'm not saying there's no great tiefkeit here, but it gives me a little bit of pleasure is that, you know, that's what I sometimes like to read the Rabbeinu Gershom. The Rabbeinu Gershom just sticks in these three words. The Nazi and the Minpo, you know, okay, now get it right. The Rashba seems to say it, but we don't have a Rashba, you know, we don't learn Rashbas. We don't usually look at the Rashba, we look at the Daf. So the Rabbeinu Gershon, you know, someone, I suspect the person who'll be shmearing, you would read, you know, Asin Aminpo means also that the boar is going to fall in. But that's not right, because I agree with what Bill said, that that's a different lashon than we used before. I was saying that there's no reason for Rashi Rabbeinu Gershom to say anything. You know, we have to wake up now in the morning and explain to us what the problem is. We've been discussing a whole lot of digging one board next to another. Doesn't all of a sudden have to tell me what the problem is. And he's saying even better than that. And when he did describe the problem before, he didn't even use this way of describing it. So obviously, when he says these words, he's gufa means what the Rashba says. It's very nice. I don't say it's getting enjoyed, but it's a nice to see how, Medayik in the Lashon of Rabbeinu Gershon, in the three words, he's answering the Ritva's Kasha and Rashi. Now, not that he was out to answer Ritva's Kasha. I think Rabbeinu Gershon might have been before Rashi, but he's answering the Ritva's Kasha on this pshat, because his pshat was the same as Rashi, and the same Gersa as Rashi. So he throws in three words, which is a little bit not so clear, but those words answer the Kasha. It's just nice.
Could I ask a very maybe left field question? Now that we're saying that there's a difference between making mazik the bar and making a sinkhole, and that's the difference between the two, just is it shaykh to say that marpile la'aro, when you're being mazik the bar, is it possible that the soft ground is going to allow the water from the bar to seep through? That's the hezek, but not a hole. It's not like the ground is collapsing or mamish collapsing. It's just it's going to allow seepage. So you mazik the bar, it's going to lose water. But here we're talking about mamish destroying the ground. Is it possible to say such a thing?
I'm sorry, I didn't follow.
Is it possible that marpile wa'ara, damaging the bar, that we've been learning until now, means that the wall of the bar is going to become soft?
It won't be waterproof?
And the water is going to seep out of the bar, so your bar can't hold as much water.
In other words, not like I was saying you're going to get dirt into the bar.
Right, but this is a case where the collapse is.
The problem is that the bar's walls are going to fall into the bar and your water is going to get muddy or whatever.
Right.
And you're saying it's at the...
Is it shaykh? I don't know. I'm just...
Water will spill out. Okay, I don't know.
Left field.
Oh, you're there. Okay. I also want to stop for a minute. I don't know. But what Sandy pointed out, let me think about that too, because it's also another... It's really the next line of Gemara. So let's read the next line of Gemara. The karne my karne, bob yadayim ishrechle, sagadayit aminen, kimen de bob yadayim, liboy nami rav chutzfei. So Sandy asks, let's see Rashi. Kalimar, who are they not got the Bobby Adayim? In other words, the Hamina was when we asked his Kasha, we didn't think Bobby Adayim is relevant. And and I've got a Bobby Adayim, and then that's because it doesn't stem with it. And we thought it's a riot against a Abaya. Well, all they not got the Bobby Adayim, Rabuz Ashmina. The Abba God, the Bobby Adayim, ain't Zerat Arachik at a Shalosh's Falcon. So Sandy's pointing out something in our Sugya of the last Sugya that means that the Gemara is clearly saying, that he's in the Havamina, that there is Harchakas of more than three. So we thought in the last Sugya that since it's not only a Didra Abanan, and the Rabbanan only, we only have the Harchakas, assuming it's a Din de Rabbanan, assuming it's another, with that Grah to Stadim, but assuming it's not a Din de Raisa, it's only Grama, it's not a real Mazik. And assuming it's only a Din de Rabbanan. And we said that the Din de Rabbanan we only find mentioned in the Mishnah are three Tfalkin. So we thought that we don't find harkaka more. So even though there might be a case where there's more harkaka of four, but Rabbanan made this is a takana. It's not a mitzias. It's a takana. So I don't know. So is this a raya against us or again a raya to us? There's a svara to say the other way. So Sandy is saying this, the Raya was against us. You see that there was a Havamina to say that here you need four. It's a takana. So you see that sometimes you need more. There is a Raya to us because when it's such a good, so what's the Kamashman on? The Kamashman is Kamashman on in the Mitzias. You know, there's a Havamina was that Bobby Adayim needs more than three. So the Kamashman is that that in Mitzias, Bobby Adayim doesn't need more than three. And the switch between Ahami and Maskana is Mitzias. You know, that's maybe, I think, what Sandy would be saying, you know, if he'd be right. In other words, that the Ahami is that the Mitzias is Bobby Adayim needs the Mitzias in more than three. And you see that what we said in the last sugya was wrong, that if in Mitzias you need more than three, you need to do market more than three. The Kamash Banana is that the Mitzias, even Bobby Adayim, also three sufficient. Right. But if you say that's a funny Havina Maskana, rather the Havina is that Bobby Adayim needs more because it needs more. The Maskana is that I don't care that it needs more. That even though it needs more, there's a share. So that would be, if anything, that would be a riot to what we said in the last sugya, right? So that's an interesting shaita. What's the kamashmanan? What is the kamashmanan? Dava gav the bobi adayim ain sarik laharta to get a shnel shetzvachim. So the shaita is why? So let me look at my, as long as we do our Rabbeinu Gershon. Let's see what he says. The kari that I'm showing the kasha in my kari, the chinoya yodea the echo the bobby a time sort of harking say. Umai time of actually, I'm going to am actually, let me show the kusha come mass in a. For all the time, I think the bobby a time, who are then I'm a shark hark, so bobby a time, her cargo, I'm showing the massina bobby a time say. The matter bobby a time say shark cargo, the Israel committee, the fact that I imagine the third reason to say shark cargo. Okay, that's an ambiguous lashon. Notzarech richot tvei could mean it's not needed physically or halachically. It's not a clear lashon. See here again. He says, "Abayim mitaritz lei nafal shiny." Now there's a vav. You see in the Rabbeinu Gershom, he says Abayim Itaritzlei Nafal Shiny. You see that Rabbeinu Gershom? So the guy in the vav, who I don't know who this is, says that that's not right. Near the Sarah Lamar, the Ba Lachfor. Near he said there's a mistake. It should have said. Well, I don't know what we're the above. The above, I'm a tired saying, not for shiny. You should have said,
he's saying a totally different turrets.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing. He should have said, I'm a tired saying, the Bobby a dime shiny. If that's what it should have been. But
he doesn't say that.
What?
The Haggah on the bottom, the above. Says Shabo Lachbor Bevasachas.
You know, that's all together because that's not this pshat. That's the different pshat. I don't know what he's doing. I don't know what I'm saying, but our Gersha is not so bad. Not for shiny, the way we're learning it, that's hitting the nail on the head.
It's total collapse.
Because not for shiny, then here, there's a different problem. And I know there's, I don't know what the person is changing it to. That's good kasha. But he was probably bothered by the problem that he doesn't know what Nafal Shiny, because he thought everything is always Nafal when Nafal Shiny. We're always talking about Nafal. In other words, whoever wrote this Vav did not.
Rabbi, this is the Gersa where we learned on Bezim and Aleph and Baba Basra. Nafal Shiny, Bezim and Bez and Gimel. That was the Gemara asked over there. Nafal Shiny, Kari, my Kari law. Gemara said Nafal Shiny. The Gemara said Nafal Shiny. Is exactly the gears of the Gemara and Baba Basra.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to mean the same thing.
No, but it doesn't
mean that the wall fell down.
I'm
saying some. So obviously that lotion over there. That should be over there.
But the person who put this love, it sounds like he didn't understand what this means. Not for shiny, because if you don't say it like we're saying, there's no not for shiny. If you don't say it like we're saying in the Rajba and the Ritva, you know. We're talking about that. We always talk about nafal. That's a whole sugya. What we're saying nafal means not the bar. Nafal means the ground. So nafal shiny. What he means is nafal of the ground shiny.
Nafal is that the wall did fall, not menapel. That's what they.
I'm not Miss Bio from grammar. Nafal.
That's the lush thing. Daf Gimel is nafal.
Okay. Nafal shiny. That we're worried about the whole ground going to collapse. Because he said the Asi the Minfo. It's the same word he said before. Asi the Minfo. So it's nafal. The nafal here is the same as minfo before. I think it's very good.
Well, he says kain pirish akuntras, so we should find the Rashi and see what Rashi says.
Okay, I don't know if this is around. There's no Rashi. You didn't see Rashi.
Right, so I don't know what he means by kain pirish akuntras.
I don't know what
someone added that. Someone had to have added that. Yeah. Because Rabbeinu Geshem was before Rashi.
Right.
So someone had to add those words, kain pirish akuntras. That's not from Rabbeinu Geshem.
Kain pirish akuntras said he had this gerisa. And not like the Ritva that changes the Gerasa. Mm-hmm. But Lechayra, I'm just saying, the person who put the Vav, he did not understand what Nafal Shiny meant. Now, he happens to be saying that he bought Achra Batzachas, Lechayra is even when he thought it was Lechayra a mistake. I don't know why he does that. But okay, why is he bringing the Ritva? That's the Ritva's pshat. Why he's using the Ritva's pshat? And he saw Rabbeinu Geshem didn't hold Rabbeinu Ritva's pshat. But the Maisa, according to us, is very nice. That Nafal Shiny is the same as he said before, that it's a different problem. Nafal Shiny, there's a different problem here. We're not worried about the problem of the boar getting ruined. We're worried about the Nafal. We're worried about the ground falling. You're going to collapse on the ground. It's going to be, your ground's going to cave in. Nafal Shiny.
Where's the Tiyufta?
What?
Is the Tiyufta on Abaya? Is the Tiyufta on Abaya here?
It was. Where was asking Kasha on Abaya? Yes. Where was
that? Means he's gone. He's slugged up. That's a little bit. What am I saying here?
Oh, when the Gemara is explaining the Vikari
what was the Kasha on Abaya? That's his name. What was the Kasha? The Gemara asked the Kasha. What was the Kasha on Abaya? Okay. Anyway, all right. So I don't know. So it's a few interesting things. One is that we Chayra answered the Ritva's kasha, and I guess that's what we can't get too much credit if Sandy's right that the Rajba said it. So yeah, I don't know if we're supposed to feel bad or good. I think we can feel good, but okay. But probably if that means it's ripe shot, so that's good. You know, he can't write it up in the Sefer because it's no big Kiddush, but it's good to know it. And that's what Rabbeinu Gershon is probably saying. And that's what he's saying with the Vav. And the second Shaila, which is an interesting Shaila, which I like to, is what is the Kamashman on here? That's an interesting Shaila at the end of the Gemara. That if I have time to look over Shabbos, I like to look at that. When the Gemara says that the Karinay will be that you need more than three, Kamashmanon. So what's the Kamashmanon? Is the Kamashmanon that in Metzius you don't need more than three? Or the Kamashmanon is that even though you need more than three, it's like a low plug. This is a Takanas Chazal, and Chazal didn't get into the nitty-gritty of every case separately. Right? That's an interesting shine of what the Kamashman is. If anyone sees anything over Shabbos and what that Kamashman is, I would appreciate it. Okay. All right. Shikayach,
everyone. Thank you, Rabbi. Good Shabbos.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good Shabbos.
Shabbos.
Thank you, Rabbi. Good Shabbos.